For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Okay, my friends. It's Thanksgiving week. We are going to chat week 12 NFL football here. We have our guy on the road, but we tracked him down. Let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Good evening, because we're here watching Monday Night Football. I feel like we're the Peyton brothers.
Yeah.
I'm watching the game while we're chitting. I'm obviously Peyton, and you're Eli.
I have more rings and MVPs, though.
I thought they had the same amount of rings.
They both did get two, yeah. And then there's no way Eli sniffed an MVP.
I know Eli's claim to fame is he beat Tom though twice. That's crazy.
Yep. The undefeated team, but yeah, not too bad to have the two rings for Big Eli.
So, you know, we apologize that we're both not in the studio together, but this is my vacation week. We took the boys to Disneyland. So,
how's it going?
It's going great. Yesterday was the first day, and it was crazy. They don't let you in the parking lot until 7:30.
Yeah.
And we got there at 7:40.
Right.
And then the shuttle takes you over to D-Land. So we were at D-Land by 8 a.m. And then, you know, you have these fast track passes where they charge you more money so you don't have to wait in line quite as long.
More chips from the family.
No kidding. And so we did that, and then we jammed over to like the new Star Wars rides, which were pretty badass.
Yeah, I've seen that. Those things feel like a real little Star Wars world. It's real good.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And so, man, I was running out of juice, but my wife was just like, nope, let's keep her going. And then the boys are like, Dad, we don't come here very often. I'm like, okay, that's true. And we did not. We shut the park down. We did not leave till 11:45 at night.
Nice play.
Oh, dude. So, and we kept track of the steps, you know, on her watch.
Yeah.
And we went 30,000 steps yesterday.
You're burning off all the churros and the Slim Jim food.
Oh yeah, we are. Just the gnarly French fries and everything fried. You know, speaking of food. They've got these big, literally meat sticks.
Yeah. It's like a, yep.
Dude, I mean, I'm not that much of a meat fan anyway. But even if you are, this looks like something Fred Flintstone would eat.
Right.
It's just like a stick with like a big ass piece of meat on it, just and people the were caveman, mowing it down.
Caveman bone.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that looked kind of brutal, but people were chowing it.
You were big Clark Griswold in Vacation at Wally World, where you park at the back of the lot and you want to beat the rush out of there.
I was trying to beat the rush out of there, but they weren't having it. They're like, no. But the cool part about that is like one of the rides, even with the pass, was like 40 minutes, one of the Star Wars. And we hit it up at 11:15 at night and got to walk to the very front of the line.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that place without some sort of pass is just, it's tough. You better catch it on a day where it's not crazy, but it's always pretty busy.
No kidding. So anyway, well, week 11? Week 11 went well.
Yeah, it started us... You know, we kind of, that was the Ravens since he started it off, and I liked the Bengals. And my beef with the whole thing was the Joe Burrow thing wasn't really disclosed. I know they're claiming he injured the wrist, which was totally different than what that rap was for. But some people are doing the class action suit even. They want some chips back from the NFL for that one.
Dude, I saw it. That guy from
Barstool.
Barstool, yeah, because he said he threw 100 dimes down.
He goes, no way if he's on the injury report am I putting my hard-earned money down on that game.
That's a good call on his part. Like, that's the thing. Like, now this is big time. Like, you're legalizing, you know, gambling in all these sports, and people are throwing chips down, and like, you're hiding that Joe Burrow's hurt. I mean, when I saw it being a Ravens backer, I was like, yeah, but I felt bad for everyone else, because if I was on the flip side of that, I'm like, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's second quarter. Bengals were up 10-7, and he goes out, and it turns into 34-20, a whole different game.
Well, as soon as I saw him throw that bad throw on the sideline, I just in-gamed her and doubled up.
Yeah,
let's go.
He couldn't even grip it.
Right. That was ball game.
That that F1 race was just in Vegas, and people paid to go see the practice round on Friday night, but then did you see that Valve cover came up during like the practice run?
Right. Yeah.
So they were like, all right, you know, it's not happening, we're canceled. But you know, people, that's all they came. Some of them were just going to the practice round. They're like, 9 minutes of action. They're like, we're gonna give you 200 bones to the gift shop credit, and they're like, that's not cutting it either. so someone out there is already gonna fire up the class action against the F1 for some chips back.
Nice.
Everyone wants to get the litigation going here, get some coin back.
Well, dude, if these guys are gonna charge the arm and the leg, like, yeah, people want to, you know, if I'm paying all these chips, like, give me something here.
Yep. So with the rest of the games, you had some great ones rocking with your going against your Commanders. The Giants looked good.
Oh, yep. Thank you. Yep. The Giants, you know, like we said, I thought that was a little too many points. Like, when can the Commanders lay 10 points and the Giants go lay the 10? We're going to get the W here for you, 31-19.
Big DeVito, the QB, goes, I'll take my moment here.
Yeah, he will. David goes, I'm going to pass for 246 and 3 TDs. Is that any good?
Mm-hmm. They're showing something. Like, he makes like $44K a game roughly, and he still lives with mom. They're like, hey, why not? You know, he's brand new to the league.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't want to waste the chippers.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NFL picks, I mean, you know, for our records, they went 2-1 because we had the Giants, as you mentioned, and then the Browns money line. And even with the DTR, you know, people were hitting you up on Instagram, and you go, hey, people want to know if we're still rolling Browns with DTR. And I go, we sure are. I mean, how confident are we in the Browns when we go DTRs leading us to the promised land?
We'll take DTR at home, no problem.
and then AZ, okay, the Cardinals, I liked Big Kyler. But we gave it out at +4, which was a loss. So we went 2-1 on the pros. But, you know, a lot of people, like some of our friends, they picked up AZ that morning or the day before, because I picked them up the day before and got +6 also.
Right.
So a lot of people probably went 3-0 on the pro picks. But officially for our records, it was 2-1.
Those of you that haven't picked up on it yet, I think anyone can be coined with the first name Big. Big DTR, Big Kyla.
And it doesn't matter if you weigh 400 pounds or 150, you could be Big.
That's right.
Yeah.
The team I've had it with and has lost me is my Chargers. You know,
right.
I felt wonderful about that one. I didn't care. I was like a road favorite. And they let Love come out and have like his career game. I mean, he goes for 311 or whatever and lights him up. And then the coach is still sticking to his guns. Like, you know, it's not the defense's fault. It's a team loss. I thought he was maybe going to get clipped on the plane ride home. I don't know what, you know. I think if they go down this week to the Ravens, it's like, what are you just waiting for, the end of the season?
Well, here's the thing, and, you know, I've done this too, not to say I still don't do it, but, you know, you had the Chargers as a squad that you thought was going to do really well, and sometimes it's hard to fall off that team. You know, you're like, dude, no, I've still got their back, and it's like, no, it's just not happening. And sometimes that's how it is for me, like with a bet, like, you know, I like the in-game bets. And there's times where I'm in game in it, and then I go, okay, dude, nope, you've lost this game. Let's not in game this anymore. It's done. And the Chargers, like they say on that show, not The Simpsons. What's the one that takes place in Colorado? That other cartoon?
South Park.
South Park. Remember that one episode when the guy, when he was getting the money from the bank, and they go, and it's gone. And
it's gone. Yeah.
The Chargers are gone. Like, yeah. It's done.
Well, and some of the dudes on D, they're starting to, you know, in the locker room after, like, something's got to change. It's not working. So, I mean, he's lost some of them. You can just tell.
He's lost some of them. That's kind of scary because now that they go into Baltimore, like you were saying.
They're at home. The Chargers are at home, but the Ravens, you know, had the 10 days, too. So, you know, this one I'm going to stay away from, but I mean, watch. The Chargers are going to show up and have a good home game.
What's the line this week? It's 4 or something.
Yeah, right? Ravens 4.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that could be a boater. That could be the boater. But yeah.
It could. So then I was kind of ticked off going into the afternoon. I'm like, Niners are going to ball, but that line had moved. And it was 13.5 by the time I took them. And they win by the 13. And then I go, Bronx are balling tonight, 2.5. And they finally get their first touchdown of the game after 5 field goals with like under 2 minutes to go. And I see the way that they're lining up to go for the 2-point conversion. I'm like, oh, don't call the draw here, Sean Payton. And sure enough, just brick wall. One point. I go, this was not my afternoon.
Yeah, you know, so I in-gamed the Broncos coming out of D-Land. And speaking of D-Land, so I told everyone, hey, I'm not going to be looking at my phone today.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, how did the phone battery survive the day looking at games?
Well, if you'd like to know, I had to make an investment at the park. They had the $30 battery.
Like the extra juice one?
The extra juice. Oh. Had to fire it up. I mean, you know, my wife's going to say we fired it up so we could see the Disney app. I said we fired it up because I had to see what happened with the game. But, you know, when we're going through the park, I'm not sitting there looking at the, you know, the app or my phone. But, of course, when we're sitting in line, and we've got like 40 minutes to spare. Well, of course, I'm taking the gander at the scores then, you know?
Is it like a goofy battery pack? Does it say Disney on it or anything?
No, it's just like this little thing that you plug in. Yeah, no, it's cool. It's like the ones you get at the airport, actually.
Right.
But no, I was pretty good about it. But then what happened was for the circuit contest, things have been going well for the third quarter. And so last week went well, and so this week was going well, and I had the Rams +1, and that was like kind of the last game of the afternoon. And so she's like, hey, let's go over here, and I go, hold on, stop for a second. And she's like, what? And I go, and by now I've got YouTube pulled up on my phone, and I go, let me watch the game here real quick. And she's like, you said not today. I go, I know. Hold on. Just give me 2 minutes. Let me see the end of this Rams game. And sure enough, the Rams got the dub for me.
So, or push.
No, because I got +1 with them on the circuit card.
Oh, I actually had the Seahawks, and I had them at +2. So I was fine when they were marching there.
Right. So, so we both won. That's nice.
That's hard to find that line.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, you know, the Circa, like we said, they lock in on the on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
On the Thursdays, yeah.
All right, well, now you have a battery pack when you're on the road.
I guess so. That's what people tell me. I wasn't too pumped about, you know, it wasn't so much my phone as it was my wife's, and she kept pulling up the Disney app a small amount, and her phone wasn't fully charged. So I was like, we're buying this because your phone wasn't fully charged. I wasn't too pumped about that.
Right. Well, what do we like this week?
Well, before we move on, do you have KC here with me tonight?
Yeah, I took him at 2.5, -2.5.
Okay. Yep, I got him at 2.5 and the money liner. Well, this week here, let me pull up the notes on the phone here. Okay.
We've got the Thanksgiving Day Feast of Games.
Oh, so who do we have on Thanksgiving?
Green Bay, Detroit's the morning, and then Washington at Dallas, and then the night cappers SF at Seattle.
Wow. Okay. Well, I've got one of those. Okay. And I think we've been doing pretty good
with your commanders.
We have with my commands. But the commands, now I'm not going with the commands. It's actually, I'm going to the NFC West here tonight. Mm-hmm. And I'll be taking Seattle plus the 6.5.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Gino got a little dinged up on his elbow there, and Drew Locke came in. So I don't know what he's like, you know, for a few days off here.
Oh, well, yeah, all bets are off if big Drew Locke is in, obviously. Unless they're giving us like 26.5, maybe then I would take him. But, yeah, no, this line is saying that Gino's playing. Because if the Locker was in, this thing would probably be up to the 9.5 or the 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the line's telling us Gino, but yes, everything's off is Locke if Locke comes in. But 6.5, I mean, at home, Seattle, people are going to be juiced. It's Thanksgiving Day. They're going to be tuning, drinking all day, and then they get to come into the night game and go up against their rival, the Nines. And I'll take the 6.5, but that's going to be a tough game for the Niners to win, much less cover 6.5.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick someone there, I'd pick the Niners. It'll probably be like a wet, tough game, but it's the night game. People are going to be rocking.
Well, dude, that's a boatload of points to give up on the road in a divisional. I mean, I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough game for the Niners to win. Like, if Seattle wins that game, would you be like, wow, that's amazing? I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, okay, so. That's going to be a tough battle, and they've got my boy DK. They started to give the ball to DK a little bit more often this week. That's what kind of kept them in the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Once they wise up, it sure would be smart for them to wise up.
He's not getting in the house a whole lot. I think he only has 2 TDs on the season, so he's got to be a little frustrated with that part of it.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just don't target him enough. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Pete likes to kind of grind the run. I think K-9 got banged up too. Walker, the running back. I don't know what his status will be by Thursday.
Well, these guys always get banged up. I mean, DK-er had the 5 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown, and he at least had 9 targets. I mean, now we're talking. Like, yeah, he needs at least 9 targets. So I'll take Seattle plus the 6.5 or there.
Okay.
Woo!
You're not touching the other two?
What was it, Commanders?
Well, Green Bay, Detroit's the morning game, divisional.
And what's that line?
7.5, minus 7.5, Detroit. They're at home.
Okay, so Detroit was just at home giving up 8. It ended up being 8 to the Bears. I actually took the Bears in the Circa contest, and they ended up balling. They were ahead for much of that game. So then you're like, okay, is Green Bay better than the Bears? I mean, I think so, except for the quarterback position. Like, I'm just not – Love's just not doing it for me.
No, and he got away with one against the Chargers there. And I think Aaron Jones jacked up his knee against the Chargers too, so I bet he misses this game.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, it doesn't do it for me. Of course, I'll sprinkle a little bit on something, you know, day of, because – need to always be entertained on Thanksgiving a little bit, but not for a best bet.
Mm-hmm. And then they threw a game on Friday. I don't know what the reason was for that, but there's one game on Friday. It's Miami at the Jets.
Okay. Well, I didn't realize that game is on Friday, but guess what? Give me the Jets.
You're taking Boyle? Well, is it 10? I see 7.5.
Whoa. Well, hold on here, big guy. Let's take a gander. Oh, yeah. No, I see 9.5, 10, 7.5.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. No, I see the 9.5er here, bud, and 10s. So we're going to take the 10 there. And, dude, I mean, Miami's a better team. Don't get me wrong. But, dude, to come onto the road with that defense and think that you're just going to blow a squad out. I mean, that's not happening. You know, I mean, I know the Jets went on the road and got waxed by Josh Allen. And I actually had Josh in another contest, and we probably should have given him out as the best bet. You knew that was a place where they were going to recover and just whack someone.
Yeah, after they fired the coordinator and stuff, you knew Josh was, like, zoned in.
Right. So everyone's looking at that and going, God, the Jets are garbage, which they are. And then they're like, Miami, I mean, they, you know, Miami struggled with the Raiders a little bit. And now they go on the road. And, like, for you to win by 10 points, by more than 10 points on the road in a divisional game, that is just pure domination. And I expect the Jets to make a few things happen on defense, get some turnovers, get some short fields, and keep it within the 10 spot. I like that game a lot, actually.
Yeah. I don't know why it's at Friday, but that's cool to have it after Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, they put Zach Wilson down to third string, and they bumped Trevor Siemian up to second string. So,
well, then who's first?
Tim Boyle, I think, is the starter.
Where's this guy been this
whole time? And he's floating around a little bit, you know. I don't know, but you know, it's just when they give a little change in the locker room, sometimes it does get, you know, like the Raiders saw, like, the last couple weeks, it just kind of pumps them up a little bit.
I mean, what's it take for me to get a jersey on the Jets around here?
Yeah.
I mean, this is incredible. Tim Boyle and Siemian. Like, dude, how long has Siemian been floating around, too? Jeez.
They grabbed him late, like, a few weeks ago, and he was just a practice squad dude, and then he just got elevated in front of Wilson after this week.
Wow, Wilson is juiced.
Yeah, he's
done. When you're sitting behind Boyle, a dude named Boyle and Siemian, wow. Let's see if he might be able to be an NFL announcer now, because it is peace out.
No, maybe back to, like, the BYU home games or something for the radio.
right. So I've got one more out there, but what do you like?
I'm going to go a divisional from the South here. I'm going Jacksonville's at Houston, and Houston hung in there against Kyler in Arizona, but I'm going to take Jacksonville on the road here, -1.
Okay. Yep. Not a bad game. That's pretty much for the division right there, I would think.
I mean, they'll both be pretty fired up. I just, you know, Houston's been getting by on some of these ones. They drilled Jacksonville in Jacksonville earlier, so I think Jacksonville's going to be fired up for this one, because they kind of had their wake-up call with the Niners, and they're like, okay, that one didn't sit well, so I think they're going to be juiced for this one.
Right. Okay, I like that one. Are you watching the game right now between KC and Philly?
It's to my back, yeah, 17-14 Chiefs.
Well, what a joke. Watch right here. Big Kelsey, we're about to score, and this guy's thinking about Taylor and fumbles, like, on the 12-yard line. Like, dude, that's what I'm talking about. Right there, big guy. You might not want to go to South America.
You skip Buenos Aires.
Clean it up, guy. Wow. For after the season. What a joker.
Right, dude. You don't know where these guys are.
This is the first 409 ever on the air, live. Travis Kelce, 409. Spray it down.
From a trip from 10 days ago, you're getting it.
Dude, well, what a joke, dude. It's where your attention is, and it's not on the ball game, buddy. Nice job. Wow, I hope Patrick has a talk with him after this game.
Well, they just need to hang on here. It's the 2.5.
Dude, come on. Oh, get the ball! Oh! Sorry.
your hotel friends are like, what's going on in there? You got some chips on that game?
Yes, I do.
What else you got, okay, NFL?
We'll wrap her up here soon since we're not in the studio. I gotta wake up bright and early to hit what's it called? California
Adventure
Land or whatever.
Yep.
Yep. So, dude, what is going on with the Patriots traveling in to New York Giants and giving up points? What am I missing something here? How are the Giants getting plus three against the Patriots?
Just because they had their bye week, I guess, and they're like, we'll take Mac Jones over DeVito here. But yeah, that's I wouldn't favor the Patriots in many games ever.
Dude, favor the Patriots against anyone. Wow. Give me the NYG 2 weeks in a row. This is incredible.
The NFC East is becoming your favorite division to slap chips on.
And it's the division that we might as well just call Showtime.
You know who's going to regret probably bouncing, you know, but I guess they had to, was Bienemy leaving the Chiefs to go to the Commanders to be the OC. And when they swipe out that whole staff, he's going to be like, okay, they're going to take me back on as QB coach in KC for a year until the OC opens back up.
Oh, well, you think they're going to wipe out the whole staff for the Commanders?
Yeah, they're already, the rumor is supposedly the Belichick's piece from the Patriots, and they're like, he already has a team back east somewhere that's in place to take over as head coach with possible GM powers, and everyone's whispering that it's the Commanders already.
Oh, that Bill's going to go to the Commanders?
That's what they think.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll have to see. They were trying to think of the teams that, you know, the other teams that it's possible, and that was kind of the one that came to the top.
Oh, huh, okay. Yeah, so I'll review them one more time here. We got Seattle plus the 6.5 against the Nines. I mean, that's incredible. Okay, that's incredible. And then we got the Jets plus 10 versus Miami. Okay, come on, guys. And then the NYG plus the 3.5 against New England. Let's get serious. And then where we've made some chippers this year, college football. Last week was the first time we've had a losing week in several weeks. We went 1-2. Our big Clemson came to ball for us.
Yeah, I had them. That was a good one.
But here, thank you. But here we go. Okay, are we ready for Blowout Central? Boys, the CU Buffaloes. Wow, have they packed it in. This season's over.
That was embarrassing, that Friday night game.
I couldn't choose a better word to describe that game than that as well. I watched it and I go, this thing's getting turned off. This thing's incredible. Now they travel to Utah. Okay, you thought Washington State was tough to play? Get ready for Utah. Wow, minus the 21.5, and it doesn't even matter. This might be the biggest spread I've taken in my entire life. No joke. I think it is. And I'm like, dude, this thing is going to be a boat race. Like, CU, like Travis Hunter and Shador and Dion and stuff. I mean, they don't play on squads. Like, Dion played on a couple NFL teams, but they don't play on squads that are this bad. No way Travis Hunter and Shador has ever played on team. And they're like, guys, the season's over with. I mean, we're obviously going to get some legit transfers next year. We'll probably be a top 10 squad. Who cares about this? Utah beat us by 75. We'll take it. Minus the 21.5.
Yeah, Shador got a little hurt up at the Wazoo game there, too, and came out. And then they're not bowling. I mean, had they won, this game would have been for the sixth win to be bowl eligible, but that's off the table. So they're kind of like, eh. You know,
exactly. Yeah,
we're all set.
We're all, dude, that's what I'm saying. They're looking towards next year, and Utah's like, kind of, I mean, they balled this year with all the injuries they have, but they're a little bummed too because, you know, things aren't quite how they wanted. They're going to take it out on the Buffaloes. This is going to be a total boat race.
So I saw their quarterback, Rising, the one that's been out all year when he tore the ACL at last Rose Bowl. He said he's coming back next year for year 7.
Great.
Yeah.
I like that guy. He balls.
So they'll be good again next year. I mean, that dude's, he's going to be old father time. Yeah. But yeah, I think they can pound the Buffs too.
Yep. Okay. Nice. Well, that's it for me, my friend.
Okay, cool. Well, enjoy the rest of your week at the D-Land, and everyone enjoy your Thanksgiving and your time with whatever you're doing. Have some fun, watch the football, but that'll do it for Week 12 NFL. Everyone have a great week, and we will catch you guys next Tuesday.
See ya!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.